Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
What's your name, scumbag?
Ah, yes, Sergeant Hartman. That indeed is the question. What's your name? And tonight, on Volume 52 of Radio Free Bongo, we're going to explore names. That word that they use to describe us and everything else in the world. It's all in the name.
The name game. Shirley. Shirley, Shirley, Bo Burley, Bonana, Fana, Bo Furley, Be Fine, Mo Merrily. Shirley. Lincoln, 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 Bo Bingan, Bonana, Fana, Bo Fingan, Be Fine, Mo Mingan. Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name I treat it like it wasn't there, but a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo at a B, then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an F. And then I say the name again with an F, third plane, then a B, phi, and a mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time, and there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Arnold, 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 Bobano, Bonana, Fana, Bofano, Be Fine, Momano, Arnold. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like Bob. Bob dropped the B's, Bo, Bob, or Fred. Fred dropped the F's, Bo, Red, or Mary. Mary dropped the M's, Mo, Mary. That's the only rule that is contrary. Okay? Now say Bo.
Bo.
Now Tony with a B.
Bo.
Then Banana, Fanta, and Fo.
Banana, Fanta, Fo.
Then you say the name again with an F very plain.
Bo.
Then a Fee, Fi, and a Mo.
Fee, Fi, and Mo.
Then you say the name again with an M this time.
Bo.
And there isn't any name that you can't rhyme. Everybody do Tony. Tony, Tony, Bo, Boney, Banana, Fanta, Bo, Phony, Fee, Fi, Mo, Moni. Tony. Pretty good. Let's do Billy. Billy, Billy, Bo, Billy, Bo, Nana, Fana, Bo, Billy, Be Fine, Mo, Millie. Billy, very good. Now let's do Marsha. Marsha, Marsha, Bo, Marsha, Bo, Nana, Fana, Bo, Marsha, Be Fine, Mo, Asha. Marsha. A little trick with Nick. Nick, Nick, Bo, Big, Bo, Nana, Fana, Bo, Big, Be Fine, Mo, Mick. Nick. The name.
The nature of my game. Oh yeah.
church and was buried alive. say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you.
Opened up tonight with Shirley Ellis from 1964 and The Name Game. And I remember when that song came out, and we used to have a lot of fun doing the names Chuck and Mitch, the workings of the 14-year-old mind. After that, we had Sympathy for the Devil, The Rolling Stones in 1968. Can You Guess My Name? And that was followed by Donovan, a Rabbit Jaggle, What's His Name? From 1969, from the album of the same name. We then heard The Beatles with Eleanor Rigby from the Revolver album of 1966, and we closed out with the Flower Power era, Rolling Stones, from 1967 in Ruby Tuesday. And we're going to play some more name songs in a little bit, but let me drop a few names on you. Those being Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus, which can be found on our homepage, radiofreebongo.tripod.com. Go to our favorite links page, and you can click on the link for Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus podcasts. He's got a whole bunch of them up there into the 70s, I believe, and you can check them out, as you well should. Also on that page, you can find another big name, Randy Bone, and his Randy Bone Show from WFHB, early Friday mornings, 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're interested in that, you can find the archived show, which is the last one he did, on our links page. Check it out. I'm sure you'll enjoy that too. And now, let us get back to what we do best around here, playing some songs for you. Let the name game continue.
walk down the street, who will follow you? 6 o'clock, it's getting late. The moon, it is rising as the sticky dew molds on the ground by the gate. With your rifle on your shoulder as you walk along, listening to your boot heels hit the sod, smoking your cigar as you hum a song, thinking of your mother and your God. Ah, but you're alone, Jimmy Clay, as you smoke your cigar and earn your pay. And 15,000 soldiers are marching by your side, but still you're alone, Jimmy Clay. Remember New York town, good old New York town. The friends, the drinks, the cops and all, and the whores who took your money when you couldn't stand, and all the roaring nights you can't recall. And remember Alice Faye, good old Alice Faye. She'd been through life at least 10 times around, and when she said she loved you, well, she meant it, boy. You're alone, Jimmy Clay, as you smoke your cigar and think of yesterday. Well, yesterday don't matter when it's gone away. Where did it go? So as you lie there in the mud, who will talk to you? Nobody, Jimmy Clay. For when you're gone, mankind follows after you. Doesn't it, Jimmy Clay? And your face is growing moldy where they kissed your cheek and said, please die for us, Jimmy Clay. And so you died a soldier and a hero's death. Congratulations, Jimmy Clay. Now you're alone, Jimmy Clay. You can smoke your cigar and burn. Somewhere in the distance, you can hear the fiddles play. But not one note will change, Jimmy Clay. We'll be right back.
Let it all hang out.
second set of names. Started off tonight with Chuck Berry, Johnny B. Goode, 1958. That was followed by the Kingston Trio with Reuben James, 1959. Jimmy Clay was done by Patrick Sky from his album Reality Is Bad Enough of 1968. We followed that with Love, Robert Montgomery from the For Sale album, 1969. And we ended it up with Jackie Wilson Said, the 1972 song by Van Morrison from his St. Dominic's Preview album. And before we get back to the music, I just want to remind you guys that the primaries are going on out there. Getting time to choose the next president of the United States, you lucky people, you. But whatever your feelings about that, my advice to you is don't sit there on your duff talking about it. Get out and vote. So get out, cast your vote, and make it count. That's your public service announcement for tonight. And now, we're going to get back to those names.
Somebody gonna come up and ask her to live happily ever after, Miss Amanda Jones. On and on she goes, little Miss Amanda Jones. It's Amanda Jones. Hey girl, don't you realize the money invested in you? Hey girl, you just got to find someone who really put your family discotheque crowd. All the lineage is right on the ground. It's Amanda Jones. Hey girl, would you not just know I'm pointing right down at the floor? Hey girl, your suspenders show and the girl behind you looks a bit unsure.
Got bit on the heel by a rat and she hit it with a broom. He ran to the corner and stood there grinning like he owned the goddamn room. Teresa Jones threw an iron at the rat and the rat just seen it say fine. He twitched his tail in the corner and said, you gotta go to sleep sometime. Clarissa Jones, his kid age 16, hated his heavy old shoes. He wanted fine spies like the studs on the street, and they'd know it and paying his dues. Clarissa Jones, his kid got busted. She was 3 days and getting the news. They gave him a shower, a meal, and a uniform, and two old heavy shoes. Clarissa Jones, where are you going? It's cold and the wind is blowing through your bones. And where is your mind? Clarissa Jones. Clarissa Jones carried bedpan, swept up chain sheets, and mopped the hall. Oh, the doctor said she was a very good worker. Clarissa Jones knew them all. Now Clarissa Jones sits in her window with the paper reading how they burned the next street flat. She's reading about the trouble. She ought to write a letter saying, hey, it never happened like that. Clarissa Jones, where are you going? It's cold and the wind is blowing through your bones. And where is your mind? Clarissa Jones. Mr. William Hawkins rose early, shaved, dressed carefully, and drank his tea. He hit the desk at 9 with thanks to the Board of Opportunity. On his very first day, his boss went to great lengths to make him feel at home. And his first assignment was to dispossess on Miss Clarissa Jones. Clarissa Jones, where are you going? It's cold and the wind is blowing through your bones. And where is your mind? Clarissa Jones, where is your mind? Clarissa
Jones. Into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home, because something is happening here but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. Ah! with the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back. Thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now, and you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, you walk into the room like a camel, and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. 'Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Show me some of them Spanish dancers. big stars.
Third set tonight with Miss Amanda Jones from the Rolling Stones of 1967 and their Between the Buttons album. Next we had Tom Paxton with Clarissa Jones from his 1968 album Morning Again. We kept up with the Joneses with Bob Dylan's Ballad of a Thin Man, Do You, Mr. Jones, from his great 1965 album Highway 61 Revisited, and that was followed by Counting Crows, wanting to be like Bob Dylan in their song Mr. Jones, done in 1993. And we ran out of Joneses, so we finished with Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson from the Bookends album of 1968 and also from the film The Graduate. Well, we also want to make note before we leave you tonight about some birthdays going on in January. We had quite a few, and among those, we'll count off Stephen Stills, Paul Revere from Paul Revere and the Raiders, David Bowie, Joan Baez from Staten Island, New York, Rod Stewart, Richie Havens, Neil Diamond, Ray Stevens, Tommy Ramone from the Ramones, and Marty Balin from the Jefferson Airplane. Well, it looks like our game is over for tonight, so we're going to send you out with one more name. This is The Kinks, with the title song Arthur, from their album Arthur, The Decline and Fall of the British Empire, done in 1969. Take care all, and we'll see you next time.
Plenty fun.